from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, Paul, let's abruptly switch topics because the general reminded me that Barry Bonds is headed into the Pirates Hall of Fame this weekend. First thought, unfiltered, first thoughts, I should say, that come into your mind when I mention the name Barry Bonds. Is it like Pete Carroll, where the first thing's a negative thought? With Barry, is it the throw against the Braves? What's the first thing you think of?
The fact that how idiotic it is he's not in the Hall of Fame. The greatest player in the history of, at least in my lifetime in baseball. Better than any of these other guys. Better than Aaron Judge. Better than, you know, A-Rod. Better than Ken Griffey. Better than whoever you want to name. In my lifetime, the best player. So that's the first thing that comes to mind. And honestly, if I was Bob Nutting, I would sign Barry Bonds to a 3-day contract. I'd even have to kick someone off the 40-man roster to make it happen. I'd activate him so that his Hall of Fame clock started over. And then I would actually announce at the end of the weekend, hopefully all of the old idiots that are still voting against him will be done voting by the time his next 10 years of being on the ballot expires. That's what I think.
I agree with every syllable and half syllable Paul just uttered. I think Barry Bonds should have his number retired by the Pirates. That's what I think. But I've learned, as I'm sure you have over the years, that there's a lot of bitterness toward him because he was an abrasive.
How do you think he's going to be received this weekend?
That's a good question.
When are they honoring him? Saturday, right?
That's a great question. He's had some cheers here before, but nothing wild. Will it be like the Yager reception? I don't think so. I think he'll get an ovation, maybe a partial standing ovation.
I think it'll
be warm, but it won't be wild. What do you think?
Yeah, that's a great way to describe it. I think people will. I don't think there'll be boos. I think most people will give him, you know, the ovation he deserves.
What if he does get some boos? Are you going?
He's probably gonna get some boos.
When is it? Saturday?
Saturday. Yeah.
I think he might get a couple.
It's going to be the least enthused cheers of all three, Leland, Sengian, and Bonds.
Why do people dislike him so much? Because he left, you know, like anybody would, to go get more money.
Well,
because his abrasive personality, because of the Braves game.
Right.
Because of the Braves game. And his playoff numbers. Though I'm not saying any of those are good reasons, but those are the reasons.
Well, he didn't perform the first couple of years in the playoffs, for sure. The Braves game, I don't know that there's a lot of people that hold that against him. You know, I think there's a lot of other factors in that game. And when you talk to people,
there are.
I think it starts with his abrasive personality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And the reason I say that is because if you think about it, Andy Van Slyke wasn't much better in the playoffs, and he's beloved. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, of course.
He wasn't much better. And
I disagree here. And again, it's just anecdotally because of my interactions with people. I do think that he unfairly, in a way, is the lightning rod for that Braves game, though a lot of things happen.
But I think it's a chicken or the egg thing. I think that it's because of his abrasive personality.
Yeah, could be.
You know what I mean? Like, for instance, the real villain in that inning is Jose Lind. And nobody ever talks about him. But if Jose Lind makes a play, they probably win the game.
Yeah, and Cece Lesby could have made a better play. There's a lot going on there. People hold it against him.
Right. My point is, Bonds made a play. You know? And who knows, if it, back then there was replay, it might have been, you know, overturned. Like, he made a play, it was a half a second.
Well, the thing he didn't do was listen to Andy Van Slyke before the play.
But it doesn't matter. He made a play. He came up and made a play that was...
But that does matter to people.
It doesn't matter. But that's just, again, those are people that don't like him. It's just, I mean, seriously, those are people that just don't like Barry Bonds.
Here's what I would say.
If you're one of these people out here and you're holding against Barry Bonds because, well, Andy Van Slyke told him to move two steps over and he didn't, you're an idiot. Okay?
I guess I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot.
I'm an idiot.
You're an idiot is what I'm telling you, because that's stupid. Okay? He made a play. If you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at Jose Lind, who was the best defensive shortstop or best defensive second baseman or whatever in the league, and he couldn't field a simple ground ball and make a play. But if you're holding against Barry Bonds because you think that, well, if he had moved two steps over, he still had to come up catching the ball. He still had to come up throwing. He still had to make a perfect throw. Okay? So to me, the people that are holding on to that are people that just don't like Barry Bonds. Listen. It's one of those things where, you know what? Don't piss on my leg and tell me it's raining. Just tell me, I don't like Barry Bonds. If you say that, I can respect that.
God bless you.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm telling you that people hold that against him. For whatever reason, you might be right. They just didn't like him in
just
the first place.
Just say you don't like Barry Bonds.
But they hold, the fact of the matter is, I wrote this piece, when was this? In May, that the Pirates are right to honor Barry Bonds, but some will never forgive him. And the comments afterward, Paul, I'm telling you, are laced with this, just, is invective a word? Invective? Is that a word?
I think it might be a word.
Insults for him on that throw.
Right.
Listen, the bottom line is, for unfair, Barry Bonds is attached to the most painful memory maybe in the history of Pittsburgh sports. Maybe.
Yeah.
He's the guy attached to that. 412-928-9370.
I'm just saying, if you ask me, which you did.
Yeah.
There are bigger villains,
I agree,
in that ninth inning,
yeah,
than Barry Bonds.
Absolutely.
It'd be one thing if Barry Bonds missed the ball, or Barry Bonds threw one or airmailed one over, you know, Lavalier's head or whatever, and it went
yes.
into the... It'd be one thing if... But he didn't. He came up, he made a play, he made a throw. It was a half a second late.
We agree. But that's a different question than, do people blame him for that?
Well,
is that
again,
why they
I
hate
think
him?
The people that blame him, I think it's a chicken or the egg for... I think people that hate him blame him for that.
Yeah.
That's all. Anyway.
I think there may be some leftover feelings, but I don't think you'll see... you might see a few people boo. Let's hear from people. Are you going to the game Saturday, and what's your reaction going to be for Bonds? It's also, Paul, so long ago, almost like with Yager, a lot of people in the stands on Saturday have no memory of Barry Bonds here. That was the early 90s. So people who, let's say you're born in 94, how old are you? 28?
70.
What?
No.
You're 28.
If you're born in 94?
You're 30.
You're 30.
They have no memory of Barry Bonds here. They have no no feelings attached
to him.
You're
probably, let's say if you're born in 1990, go all the way to 34
years
old.
Yeah, you're right. Of course, if you were 1 year old, you have no then, right?
You know what I'm saying?
People in their 30s have no memory of him. Limits, you came back at Paul. You how old are you?
I'm 23.
Why do you hold things against Barry Bonds?
I think the first thing I think of when I think of Barry Bonds is steroids. And it's the first thing I think of when I think of Roger Clemens as well. And I know I'll get attacked for that and everything. But at the same time, I did not live through that era. I did not live through 90, 91, 92. Or, you know, be old enough to be able to understand everything with the trials in 04. And all the scandals that went on in the steroid era, just in general.
Would you boo Bonds if you went to the game Saturday?
I wouldn't boo or cheer.
He wouldn't even cheer him.
I would just sit there.
If limits were there, he wouldn't cheer him,
Paul. Subtly clap.
What do you think of that?
Well,
he would sit silently, and I respect that opinion.
I don't like Bonds. I think he's a jerk.
There you go. There you go. There you go.
Well, is he a jerk, and is he a cheater?
Both are true. At least the cheater part is true.
Is it?
The cheater part is true.
Is it?
What do you mean?
I mean, I don't know.
Do you think are you questioning whether steroids were against the rules or whether he took them?
All I know is that both.
You're questioning whether he took them. His head went from the size of a tennis ball to bigger than Mulsey's.
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is nobody seemed to care about steroids when home runs were saving baseball.
That's a different question.
It only became an issue when Barry Bonds was involved in it. If Barry Bonds would not have been involved in it, Clemens would be in the Hall of Fame, A-Rod would be in the Hall of Fame, McGuire would be in the Hall of Fame, and nobody would be taking this ridiculously idiotic moral stance about, well, I can't vote for him for the Hall of Fame because of steroids.
But I know. I agree. He should be in the Hall of Fame, and you might be right about all that. But that's a different that's a different question than did he cheat? The answer is obviously yes.
Then everybody in that era cheated in my mind, including guys like Cal Ripken, who, to me, I looked at his body and the way that it and how quickly he was recovering, the fact that he played 2,200 games. You looked all of a sudden, did he take them? I don't know if he didn't or did. If he did or he didn't.
Well, we know Bonds did. Whatever we think of that, and I think he
middle infielders did.
He should absolutely be in the Hall of Fame. But the question was, Limits doesn't like him because he had an abrasive personality and he cheated.
Limits, who wasn't even born around when he was playing for the Pirates.
Look back and
I've gone back and studied a lot of Bonds things. I've seen the documentary they did that Ron was in about Bonds.
Are you stripping Limits of his legitimate opinion?
Yes.
I don't care. That's my opinion. I stick by it.
And I like that. Yes. And I respect it. I mostly agree with Paul, though. Do you think he should be in the Hall of Fame?
I've started to soften my stance on that because I know that there are guys that are in the Hall of Fame that are steroids guys. Like, Pudge Rodriguez is more than likely a steroid guy.
Are we getting calls on this?
Oh, there's a ton of calls
on it.
All
right, then let's hear calls on Bonds.
But no, right now, as it stands right now, I would not put him in the Hall of Fame, no. But I think Pete Rose should be in. That could be another discussion.
Well, wait a second. Pete Rose bet on his own team, so he cheated.
He broke the rules. Didn't affect his playing career,
and
though.
He was as abrasive as anybody.
He should be in due to his playing career.
Okay.
And the all-time
hits
leader.
I hear that.
It's different than his managerial career. You can put an asterisk by it.
Paul's fired up, so beware of that if you're calling.
But I'm
curious if you're going to the game Saturday. Paul asked, what will your reaction be? City Limits said if he was there, he'd have no reaction. And so if everybody who went to the game went with the City Limits plan, Barry Bonds would be introduced and there would be dead silence. Are you aware of that, Limits?
Yeah, I guess so.
And you're willing to live with that?
Yeah, I would maybe do like a very subtle, unentertained clap, just whatever. But no, I'm not. Would not be excited and cheer. I would be for Leland and Manny Sanguian.
Let's go to the lines.
Here's Jay in Jacksonville.
Hi, Jay.
Guys, I agree and disagree. I'm all for Bonds being in the Hall of Fame. So many people did that bull crap in the 90s. But there's one thing I disagree. As I recall, I've watched baseball since 1977, know the Pirates inside and out, the minor league guys, everything. Vance Leick didn't tell him, from what I recall, Bonds to go to the right or to the left. He said, move the F up 5-6 steps. You're not batting. Mike Schmidt's not batting. Francisco Cabrera is. He's not going to hit it. He has no chance of hitting it over your head. Move the F up five, six, seven steps.
Yeah.
You're too effing deep.
And no, he did tell him that. That's a fact.
He would have cut him off.
He did tell him that.
Guerrero would have been out.
That's documented history. Now, whether Van Slyke was right or not, I don't know. We appreciate the call. Here's what Van Slyke told ESPN, Paul, just for the record.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I got his attention. I got Barry's attention before the Cabrera hit.
Right.
But he flipped me the bird. He put his hand up and said, I'll play where I want to play. And said, I'll play where I want to play. Bonds himself has said that he thought he made a pretty good play on the ball, and a lot of people agree on that, too. Mike LaValliere. Here's what I actually asked Bonds this once, Paul. Did you know that?
Okay.
In the Pirates clubhouse. I think he was with San Fran at the time. I told him, I said, Leland, McClendon, and plenty of others have said it was a good play. Van Slyke obviously said he told you to move. Here's what Barry Bonds told me. Quote, if I played any shallower, that ball probably would have gotten past me. I had to come over toward my left, then crossfire it. You can go back and look at the history of the game of baseball, Bonds said, and how many guys have thrown guys out in that situation.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or trap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Yeah. How many? In that situation.
I don't know. That's just his take. If I played any shallower, the ball gets past me. Mike LaValliere, the catcher, I called him when I was doing this story a while ago and said, what was your take on the play? He said, or on the throw specifically. He said, you know what? Put it this way. It was a throw where he ended up safe. Was it a terrible throw? No, it wasn't terrible. But if it was 2 feet further to the left, Sid Bream is out. That's reasonable. I thought it was a hell of a play to make the crossfire play.
And if Sid Bream was out, do you know what would have happened?
People would have loved Barry Bonds. Well,
they had to go to extra innings.
Yeah, it was a tie game.
They had to go to extra innings.
Right. If he's out and they win.
Because Jose Lien gave him a fourth out.
Yeah.
And if Jose Lien makes a play, the whole Barry Bonds thing never even happens.
Right, but it did.
My point is, the biggest play in that inning wasn't a bang-bang throw from left field to home that probably 50-50 if you get him out or not. It was a ground ball that Jose Lien needs to field 100 times out of 100, and if he does, We're not even talking about the Barry Bonds
part. I know, but we are, because it still happened.
Because it was Barry Bonds.
And because, maybe, Van Slyke told him to move up, and Van Slyke says, Barry, flip me the bird. Which is a great line, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Next call.
Of course, because Andy Van Slyke says this, it's gospel.
Well, I don't think that. I think, but he did say it.
Did he?
What?
During the game, did he say that?
Oh, no.
Or is he just saying that he said it.
Yeah,
exactly.
Who knows?
And because it's Andy Van Slyke, who, by the way, quite often was as big of a jerk as Barry Bonds was to fans and to everybody else. But for whatever reason, he's beloved, and he's the guy that everyone loves, and we bring him back. And he had a, you know, I was watching, what do they call that during the rain delay?
Inside Pirates baseball.
They had this big loving feature about Andy Van Slyke and fans signing him, signing autographs, and all this wonderful love for the guy, which he was a great player. But let's not act like he wasn't a jerk at times, too, when he was here. And let's not act like, you know, he
and Bonilla, too.
He didn't do things during those playoffs that led to them losing.
Yeah, all agreed. But it's clear that there's still a large faction of fans in this town who don't like Barry Bonds.
Yeah, of course. And listen, I'm okay with that. Here's what I wish people would just say. I don't like
Barry
Bonds.
They do say that.
No,
they do.
No, they come up with all this other nonsense. This other well, Sid Bream player, or this player, or that player. He didn't do it. Okay, let's judge every player by that.
Put bluntly.
But they don't. They say they just say you don't like a guy. That's all I care about.
Well,
you know,
aren't they allowed to say that they don't like the play he made?
That's fine. My point is, you asked me, you know, well, you know, what are people going to remember about Barry Bonds? A guy who was here from what, like 87 to 93?
Yeah.
And was the best player in the league, what, 5 of those 7 years or something like that, whatever it was? Okay. If you're going to tell me that, oh, well, you know, I don't like him because he didn't make a bang-bang 50-50 play, right? I'm going to tell you, you're lying to me. You just don't like him, period.
He is attached. He became the face of the most painful play maybe in the history of this town. Maybe unfairly, but I just think
what I'm saying
I just think that's a fact.
What I'm saying is people that are still holding that play against him just don't like him.
Yeah, probably.
Okay, fine. He didn't make a play. It was a bang-bang play. It was a 50-50 play, no matter what you want to say, right? I would be willing to bet if you played that play 100 times, 50 times it would be an out, 50 times the guy would be...
Maybe he should have moved in.
Maybe if he moves in, it's a different angle and the ball gets past him.
That's what he said. That's right? What Bond
said. My point
says.
Is, you know, everybody has all these what-ifs. My thing is, it'd be one thing if he made like a just an egregious
like
error.
A Bill Buckner play.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Something like that.
No, I'm
an
with
egregious
you.
Error.
We're talking about different things.
To me,
I'm with you.
As somebody who literally, okay, was in a room with like 30 people watching this game, as somebody who went to a lot of Pirate games back then, because I was at Point Park, we went across the bridge, you could scalp tickets for a dollar to get into games. We went to Pirate games all the time. As somebody who was... followed that team for 3 years. The Sid Bream game, to me, the villain in that game is A, Jose Leand, more than anybody else, Jose Leand. And nobody ever, ever, ever wants to bring him up, right?
Well, they do. They do bring up Jose
Sid Bream. Stan Belinda, who was your quote-unquote closer, right? The umpire getting sick, and then all of a sudden the strike zone changed because it was a new umpire.
Yeah.
Right? Cecil Espy playing way off the line and allowing a leadoff double. There's three or four, at least four more villains in that ninth inning than Barry Bonds.
Yes. But there's also that Barry Bonds was an MVP who never hit in the playoffs. There's that. And there's that he was a jerk.
Yeah. Well, he was a jerk.
Yeah.
Listen.
And he cheated. So
I'm okay with
you. If people want to not like him, I'm willing to honor that.
Right, but just say you don't like him.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. I this whole thing we do where we don't like a guy, you know? And I'll give you a great example. There are some people, even at this station, who hate Ben Roethlisberger, can never give him any credit, right? The guy was he was a great, great player. Was he a jerk? Yeah. Did he conduct himself the wrong way a lot of times? Yeah. Were there some big games where he didn't come through? Yeah. But for the most part, he was, you know, you can make an argument, the best quarterback given the difference, the different eras and stuff, the best quarterback the Steelers ever had. So I can, I'm just one of those people, I can separate that. I thought Ben, the way he conducted himself was obviously not good. And he, you know, there's far too many stories of him acting like a jerk. But guess what? I can also say he probably, you want to talk about the reason number one Mike Tomlin is, you know, never had a losing season. It's because he had Ben every year,
and he delivered some great playoff memories, including a legendary drive.
Right, but my point is, he had Ben, and nobody, you know, that Ben was a great player.
Next call.
Here's Don in Chambersburg.
What's up?
Hey Joe. Hey Paul.
Hello.
Hey, real quick on Bonds. I'm 35. Just a couple quick points. So that story about Bonds and Van Slyke, it becomes a fish story eventually, like every time I hear it. I'm not saying you guys, but every time I hear it, it gets exaggerated even more. It happens. Let's move on. You know what I mean? Like, in terms of fan-wise, like, I don't hold Bonds.
What do you mean? What do you mean it gets exaggerated even more? Van Slyke went on the record with what he told Bonds.
No, I know, but I mean, it's just, I'm saying not between those two. I'm saying fans talk about back and forth, like what happened and everything like that.
Yeah.
So,
well,
again,
I mean,
I'm not saying.
Listen. I certainly understand the scrutiny of the play. It's only the most, you know, we talk about
sure.
The immaculate reception on the other side of things, the greatest play maybe, or Mazeroski's homer. This is this play is going to get talked about
it
forever.
Should. It
forever.
Should. It should.
No, I understand
the play
that, but
should
I'm
be
saying,
talked
like,
about.
To Paul's point, I guess, you know, I mean, Van Slyke saying that afterwards. Who knows what actually happened at the time? You know what I mean? Like, it's banter back and forth, but that's neither here nor there. But to Paul's point, too, about steroids and Bonds, baseball is just a statistics game, and so I agree with Paul when everybody cared about steroids when Bonds broke the record, but I don't think it was Barry Bonds specifically. I think it was just because somebody cheated and broke the home run record. So, like, if anybody knew that somebody cheated and broke the hallowed home run record, I think that the baseball community...
Well, then you don't agree with Paul, because Paul said it was absolutely about him being Barry Bonds, and Paul said if it was somebody, basically, I think, Paul, if it was somebody else who broke the record and cheated... then they'd all still be in the Hall of Fame, right?
Did Mark McGwire break the record?
Yeah.
Well,
at one point.
Okay. So what are we
for
talking
a single
about?
Season?
Right. What are we talking about then?
What do you mean? What's your point?
My point is that was the hallowed record. The single season, what is it, 61 or whatever? That was
right.
The hallowed record.
Yeah.
McGwire broke that.
And you're talking about 756 more than anything.
Yeah, so that's what I mean, the total record.
Right, but I'm the to me, the 61 was like the hallowed record. And it was broke by two guys whose arms looked like they were Popeye after he ate spinach.
Yeah.
But nobody wanted to say, well, you know, why? Because they were saving baseball with their home run chase.
Sure, it's very hypocritical, but those two guys also got dragged in front of Congress and humiliated forever, too. It's not like Barry's the only guy that got picked on here.
If Barry Bonds would not have ever been involved in it, he'd have just had the career that he had where he was like a 30 home run guy with 40, you know, 30, 35 steals and, you know, whatever. I fully believe that we would not be talking about steroids. And here's how I know, okay? Why is baseball the only sport where we worry about steroids?
Because baseball is more reliant on these hallowed numbers than any other sport.
Again,
and old sports writers love that.
That's my point. Like, for instance, you know, half of the Steelers from the 70s, it seems like half the Steelers from the 70s or, you know, a bunch of them have died early or have had all kinds of issues because that whole entire team basically was built on steroids. That era of football was built on steroids.
Yeah.
And you can't tell me now, even now, when we've got guys that are 300, you know, 280, 290, 300 pounds and they run like a 4.5. Okay, that's all natural.
So
I'm
everybody
sure.
cheats, therefore Bonds
no,
should
my,
be.
My point is. Baseball is the only sport where we seem to make this whole big ordeal about steroids.
Right.
Every other sport.
Some people do anyways.
Every other sport where it happens, nobody seems to care about it.
And I gave you what I think is the answer. That older sports writers live for those hallowed numbers. The numbers mean more to people in baseball.
Like, when do we see it in hockey and in basketball?
Well,
That's why it mattered to them. And I completely disagree and have written and said 100 million times that every steroid guy should be in the Hall of Fame because we don't know who did it and who didn't.
What I'm saying is...
But if your question is, why is it that way, I think I answered it. because the numbers in baseball matter more to people than any other.
That's silly.
Well, maybe, but that's the reason why.
That's silly to me. I'm sorry. It just is. You can't tell me that, you know, these old time sports writers are that jammed up about it. I'm telling
you. Why do you think the reason is?
Because of Barry Bonds. They all hate Barry Bonds.
So if it came out that Sosa and McGuire cheated, they'd be in the Hall of Fame. Roger Clemens would be in the Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And none of the sports writers would care that McGuire was on steroids when he broke the hallowed record.
They wouldn't.
I disagree. I disagree with that too.
They would have looked a different way. They would have looked another way. And the other part of it is there wouldn't have been all these investigations and reinvestigations and there wouldn't have been all that stuff. It would have went away. Just like a lot of things went away quickly. It's amazing how, you know, sports writers and sports leagues in general can make narratives go away immediately if they want them to. Classic example is a recent classic example. You know, the biggest star in baseball is embroiled in a gambling, and the thing went away in like 24 hours. And they explained it away. Well, you know, yeah, I mean, because it's normal that every translator would have $4.6 million to gamble with, and whoever he's getting it from would have no idea what's going on. But, again, nobody wanted to really ask questions, so it just kind of goes away. It's amazing how that happens.
You don't think people ask the questions that needed to be asked in that?
I don't think it's possible, given how quickly the thing went away. I mean, they went for years and years and years of investigating the steroid story. All I'm saying is it's amazing how media narratives and leagues can basically make things go away they want to go away quickly. Which, if Bonds wasn't embroiled in it, I'd be willing to bet it would have went away quickly.
Should he have been embroiled in it? Did you read the book Game of Shadows?
I think that the era from 1992 to about 2004, I don't believe that anybody was not using steroids, so I don't care.
I know, but it's a bigger story when the guy who sets the all-time home run record has a head the size of the Empire State Building.
Matter.
It matters a lot.
It doesn't matter.
It matters a lot.
It was the steroid era.
He was the poster child, as he should have been.
How many of the records were set before they allowed black people to play in baseball? So should we look at those records differently? Because some of the records
I do. Okay, well, I look at everything differently.
Okay, well, then my point is every era has an era where it's an era and you say, okay, this was the dead ball era. This was the high mound era.
Sure.
This was
and that's, the why, era he should be, that's the, why he should be in the Hall of Fame. You're acting like it was a non-story that the guy's head was bigger than two Mulsey craniums and he set the all-time home run record.
But again,
did you want the media to ignore it?
What do you mean?
You said it's a media narrative that they wanted to pin it all on Barry Bonds and it all sprang from there.
It is.
So if they had that information, should the book on him never have been written?
What?
Game of Shadows?
What do you
mean? Where they revealed every way that he cheated?
Again, my point is it's amazing how we can create a narrative based on a story we want to tell.
The story we want to tell is that he cheated his ass off to set the home run record. Fact.
So did
McGuire. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
So did McGuire.
Yeah, and he was dragged in front of Congress too, and books were written on him too.
So did McGuire.
So did Sosa.
So my point is, that era was the steroid era.
Yeah, it's still a story that needed to be written.
Okay, maybe it was, but it's not something that he should be in the Hall of Fame. Number one,
I agree.
Number two, again, how many of the pitchers that he played against were
probably
on steroids as well?
Probably lots.
So you know, again. The other thing is, I don't believe steroids.
And by the way, it was Canseco that blew the whole thing open, not Barry Bonds. It was Canseco that made all of that a story. Let's come back to this.
Well, no. Well, hold up. Again, Canseco, McGuire, everybody knew what was going on, but nobody wanted to write about it.
I'm not sure people knew until Canseco told them what was going on.
I remember when Rick Riley wrote a story about McGuire during the home run chase, and he said, yeah, I asked McGuire about some of the substances that were in his locker, you know, creatines and, you know, different things that I saw and this and that, and, you know, I approached it. And then I remember Rick Riley basically being ostracized because he said to Sammy Sosa, will you take a drug test right now? He was the only one that was willing to ask questions, and he became ostracized until Barry Bonds got involved.
No, until Jose Canseco got involved.
No, until he
broke the story.
He didn't break the story.
He did break the story.
He didn't.
Yes,
everybody
he did.
Knew what was going on. If you didn't know,
suspicions. You knew they were shooting needles in their ass?
So you knew that?
So let me ask you a question.
Let me ask you a question. If you have suspicions.
Yeah.
And you're a journalist. Even in 2024.
Right.
Isn't it incumbent on you to dig into that, to find out what it is?
No, your point is they didn't, and they should have left it alone forever then.
No, my point is they didn't
right.
because they didn't want to.
I agree.
And they probably would never have if Barry Bonds didn't start doing what he was doing. Then all of a sudden, Canseco's words, a couple things coming out of a lab. Then all of a sudden, we're going to dig into stuff that was there for every person that really cared.
So because they ignored it at first, they should have ignored it forever. That's your point?
What I'm saying is they didn't give a damn until Barry Bonds was involved. Then all of a sudden,
what came first, Bonds or Canseco?
We can't have Barry Bonds having the record. We can't have him being involved in this when it was Sosa and McGuire and this. That was fine. Because it was saving
baseball.
Well,
that also came along like 10 years later.
What are you talking about?
Him setting the all-time home run record.
Who?
Bonds.
But he was hitting like 60, 70 home runs in right around that same time.
Maybe that was the whole point.
My whole point is they didn't give a damn about it until Bonds was involved in it. Then all of a sudden we want to listen to the Consecos of the world. Then all of a sudden we want to listen to these wackos from these labs. Then all of a sudden we want to do this. Then all of a sudden we want to go find out and do some investigative reporting. Then all of a sudden because we want to discredit one guy, and if that means we got to take all of them down, we do. And that's what's happened. That's what happened.
So are you saying they shouldn't have done that then? They shouldn't have investigated it ever or no?
What?
All of it.
I'm saying you're hypocritical when you're selective about what you're going to not overlook and what you're not going to overlook.
412.
I'm saying you're hypocritical. That's yes. Absolutely. You're being a hypocrite when we have a strike, our precious little sport is, losing all kinds of popularity. Two guys come along, one, like I said, whose forearms looked like he was Popeye after he ate spinach, okay? One who, if you look at Mark McGuire in the early 90s versus the late 90s, anybody could see, well, either he's got the most incredible trainer in America, maybe a miracle worker.
Were you writing at the time?
What?
You should have broken the story.
Yes, because I was, let's see, at that time I was covering high school
Well, one
girls,
of us would have. One of us definitely would have broken the story.
Time. I was covering high
you
school girls
broken
basketball
the story.
At the time. I was writing about high school Whippeal football games.
You I feel bad for our mystery guest. Our mystery guest is now half an hour. He's going to be half an hour late now.
He's going to have to be a mystery guest tomorrow. With Paul.
Poor mystery guest.
412.
Paul ruined mystery guest.
And now Paul's going to lunch.
I gotta leave. I'll be back.
What
the hell is going on here?
Where's he going?
The boss wants him for lunch.
Oh, nice.
I'll be back.
Have fun, Paul.
412-928.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one. What's that? Pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.